A senior intelligence official at the Pentagon has used speeches at churches and prayer breakfasts to portray the war on terrorism as a religious war. In some speeches, Lieutenant General William Boykin says radical Islamists are attacking the United States because it is a Christian nation and that the enemy is Satan. Boykin recently was appointed the new Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. The discovery of his views comes at a sensitive time in White House relations with the Arab and Muslim world, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Lieutenant General William Boykin has had a long and illustrious military career, filled with undercover and counterterrorism operations in places such as Iran, Grenada, and Somalia. Boykin was wounded twice during covert operations and is highly decorated. He's also an evangelical Christian and isn't shy about spreading his views on Islam. During this speech at a Baptist church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Boykin describes a battle against a Muslim warlord in Somalia. An amateur recording provided by NBC News is difficult to understand, but in it, Boykin says, quote, "I knew my God was bigger than his. I knew that my God was a real God, and his was an idol." In other speeches, Boykin tells audiences that it was God and not voters who put President Bush in the White House. In other speeches, Boykin shows pictures of Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and said they hated America because it's a Christian nation, a nation of believers. Boykin often wears his military uniform as he delivers his message on global politics and Christianity. Boykin has not responded to reporters' requests for comment. On Thursday, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld appeared to be at a loss for words as some members of the media pushed for an explanation.
This is the most bloodthirsty crowd I have ever seen. You're back with Charlie's summary executions.
Rumsfeld wouldn't be drawn on whether it was appropriate or advisable for Boykin to make such statements.
I've not seen the videos, and I not only have not seen that, but I have not seen the full context of what it was he said. We do know that he is an officer that has an outstanding record in the United States Armed Forces.
Several times, Rumsfeld repeated President Bush's stand that the war on terrorism is not a war against Islam. But Shibli Talhami, the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, says there's a pervasive belief in many countries that America's foreign policy is driven by a goal to weaken Arab and Muslim states. Talhami says Boykin's comments could undermine the president's recent efforts to win the hearts and minds of Arabs and Muslims.
This is clearly projecting the wrong image. This is, in a way, reinforcing the militants' argument that, after all, this is a crusade, this is a move to weaken Muslims globally.
Talhami says even though Boykins is not driving foreign policy, his comments could be viewed in Arab and Muslim countries as coming from the White House. Secretary Rumsfeld said Boykin was only expressing his own views.
There are a lot of things that are said by people in the military or civilian life or in the Congress or in the executive branch that are their views. And that's the way we live. We're free people.
But people in the military do not have the same freedom as civilians to say what they want, says Erwin Chemerinsky, a professor of law at the University of Southern California.
The Supreme Court has emphasized that the military is a hierarchical organization that depends on discipline and one person at the top, and thus the government is much more justified in restricting speech rights of military personnel than it would be of civilians.
In his new position at the Pentagon, Boykin will need to work with Muslim leaders to help provide intelligence to American forces. At least one prominent Arab-American group has demanded the Pentagon reassign him. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.